This morning, Procter & Gamble shareholders will decide if hedge fund boss Nelson Peltz will be elected to the P&G board. Now, this vote has many in Cincinnati and around the world taking sides. Here to explain what could happen tomorrow and what it means is business reporter for WCPO.com, Dan Monk. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So tell us, what is making so many take notice of P&G shareholders meeting?
Well, in Cincinnati, the reason is P&G's impact. It's probably the most important company in Cincinnati in terms of not only how many people it employs, but you know, the wealth generation that's happened over decades here because P&G has local investors, including former employees and, you know, the heirs of those former employees. And a lot of P&G's executives have contributed to a lot of civic causes here. So this is a company that has a big impact in Cincinnati, and any potential change to it is big news.
So tell us a little bit about Nelson Peltz. Who is he? What does he want to do?
He is a hedge fund manager from New York. He took a $3.5 billion stake in Procter & Gamble earlier this year, or I guess it was actually late last year when it was first disclosed. But then in February, he started asking for a seat on the board. He wants to be more influential in P&G's operations. P&G resisted that, so he staged what's called a proxy fight. It's basically a corporate election. And what happens is every year, companies will send a proxy statement to shareholders, which includes information about what they pay their executives, who's on the board. And every year, they ask for board votes to be taken. In this context, P&G shareholders are being offered two board options. One is the P&G slate of 11 directors, and then the other one is electing Nelson Peltz to the board as a 12th director.
Nelson Peltz has been talking a lot about Procter & Gamble and changes he would like to make if he's on the board. What are some of the most dramatic ones he's suggesting?
The biggest one is his idea for a lean holding company structure, and this would involve reassigning basically 8,000 to 10,000 employees, because what he wants to do is create a small holding company that owns and operates three relatively autonomous business units. So he thinks that one of P&G's problems is that the people in charge of the brands don't have total control over all of their spending, like research and development and buying advertising. And what he wants to do is give the business unit managers more control over their destiny, essentially. And he thinks that'll lead to faster growth. Now, P&G argues this will actually layer new complexity onto the management. It'll make it harder to manage P&G. And they've also opined that this is the first step toward breaking up the company. They think that's what Peltz really has in mind for P&G, ultimately. And Peltz has denied that. It was one of the first things he said when he came out with his proxy contest documents, was that he doesn't want to break up P&G and he doesn't want to get rid of its CEO, David Taylor. But that notion persists because it's something Peltz has promoted when he's done this at other companies.
Now, there's also some talk that he wants to move the company out of Cincinnati.
That's what David Taylor said Peltz told him in their first meeting. What he specifically told him was, you need to move the global business units away from headquarters. I don't think he specifically said, we want you to move them out of Cincinnati. But what he was saying was that he wanted these business units to have more autonomy. And I think that thinking that David Taylor described in an interview several weeks ago, that thinking has kind of been revised, I think, under Peltz's latest plan. This lean holding company structure is what he's currently advocating. And he insists that any of the changes that he's recommending are not going to decimate Cincinnati. He doesn't want to move it out of Cincinnati. And he says he just wants it to grow again, and he thinks this is the best way for it to grow.
Any indication as to which way it's leaning at this point? Do you know?
I don't have an indication, but I do think one thing is going to be important. Index funds that control, I think, about 17% of the stock, they're going to be the deciding factor, I'm pretty sure, because if you look at the stock breakup, you know, within P&G, institutional investors are going to go heavily for Peltz, and retail shareholders who are individual investors, they're going to go heavily for P&G management, and that means the remaining 17% will be where the decision is really made.
Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dan Monk is a business reporter for WCPO.com. He'll join Mark Haney on Cincinnati Edition this afternoon to tell us the result of the vote.